Ever wonder what happens to the bushels of wheat delivered to the local elevator, or about what it took to produce the latest and greatest wheat varieties? The 2025 Kansas Wheat Leadership Program did more than simply answer these questions. The program provided a behind-the-scenes look at the complex, interconnected world of wheat, from breeding programs to flour milling to grain quality. Attendees this year range from young wheat farmers to a social media blogger farm wife to agribusiness professionals. This year's program took place in Manhattan at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center on March 5th and 6th. The Farm Credit Associations of Kansas sponsored the event, making it free for all attendees. All were left with a new appreciation of the journey a kernel of wheat undertakes from seed development to the final loaf on the shelf at the grocery store. The first morning kicked off with a Wheat 101 presentation by Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations, followed by a tour of the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center. Asif Muhammad, Chief Scientist with Heartland Plant Innovations, conducted a hands-on demonstration of wheat emasculation, the process by which scientists remove the upper part of the wheat floret to better facilitate pollination. This process is an important part of developing double haploids, HPI's technical specialty that substantially reduces the time and cost of developing new wheat varieties. After lunch, leadership program participants receive more technical information, including the birds and the bees of wheat breeding, from K-State wheat breeder Alan Fritz. Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin shared insights on global wheat supply and demand, while DeGroote discussed farm policy issues related to the wheat industry. Switching back to wheat breeding, Romulo Lolato, K-State Associate Professor of Wheat and Forage Production, provided information on how yield and protein are set in a wheat crop. Finally, Marsha Boswell, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Communications, rounded out the day by imparting the importance of sharing the farmer's story and discussing the consumer-focused site eatwheat.org. Day two of the program focused on wheat milling, with an introduction to the topic given by Sean Thiel, Associate Director and the Flour Milling and Grain Processing Specialist for the International Grains Program, followed by a tour of K-State's Hal Ross Flour Mill. Kathy Brower, Lab Manager of GrainCraft's Innovation and Quality Lab, located in the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, discussed the process that takes grain to flour. After 2 days, attendees left with a much larger appreciation for all of the steps in the wheat supply chain beyond their operations and how much support Kansas wheat farmers provide through their checkoff dollars to keep the pipeline running efficiently and effectively. If you are interested in participating in the 2026 Kansas Wheat Leadership Program, please email Shana DeGroote at sdegroote@kansaswheat.com. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.